Welcome to Guru's Real Estate Coaching Radio. My name is Bill Zeltman and I'm your host. And as always, I invite you to follow me at America's Gurus. That's G-U-R-U-S with an S on the end. America's Gurus. And I'm here to talk more about real estate to realtors, coaching you, training you, mentoring you into becoming the top realtors in the industry. For those of you that don't know me, I've been in this business for 11 years. Since I've been in the business, I've kept 8 out of 10 realtors year over year. This industry loses 7 out of 10. The reason is the training, coaching, and mentoring programs that I've put together. I've just put together 3 more curriculum. One is called Step Ahead for Life, which I'm really excited about. It is for advanced agents, that agent that's out there that makes $7,500, $125,000 a year. And they're not satisfied with that. They want to get to the next level. This class is for you. We're going to be doing that one on my Facebook Live. That's at America's Gurus, or you can get in touch with me. I'm on Zoom, and you can certainly jump in and take these lessons free of charge. So that goes ahead. That goes also with my Step Ahead Bootcamp class, which is for new agents or agents that just haven't, you know, if you're not making $100,000 a year, you need to take Step Ahead Bootcamp. It's a 26-week training, coaching, and mentoring program that takes that agent and just catapults them into being a top 10% agent. We also now have a digital mastery class that I've put together, and I'm excited about that, as well as a tools training, contract trainings, things like that. Today, though, I want to talk about time management for a realtor. You know, we talked some episodes back, maybe 3 or 4 episodes back, we talked about your day and, you know, what does a perfect day look like for a realtor? And this is kind of building off of that, but there were some other parts of this that I really wanted to get in there, including, you know, we had also done episode 3, time management and scheduling, all important things. But I really just, this is such an important part, and it's so much where I see realtors and I see some brokers fail. I talked to brokers, I talked to a broker, I don't know, 6 months, 12 months ago, and they said, yeah, but you just have so much time to recruit. My day is so busy because I manage X number of realtors, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, your day is that busy because you allow people to just walk in your office, interrupt you, take your time from you, and 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 30 minutes there, and guess what? Half your day is gone. The few things that you wanted to get done, you're lucky to get 1 or 2. The rest of them go on the back burner and it goes in and day out. Your to-do list gets longer because you're not completing what you need to complete. So let's talk about this. Let's start by reviewing your day. The use of your day. First of all, you need to have 3 hours per day, 5 days a week, set aside for nothing but prospecting. What does that mean? Well, okay, I'm going to take 9 to 12. I'm going to make this real simple. 9 to noon are going to be my prospecting hours. So now you go and you say, these are my numbers, my hours, and you put those hours aside. Well, the problem is a lot of people will put those hours aside. They won't make calls the entire time, which is one issue. The other issue is they allow themselves to be interrupted. So I go in, I'm getting ready. I did my script mastery with my script partner, whole nother conversation, which I hope you have a script partner. If you don't, you need to get one. I did my half hour script mastery. You know, we sat there together. We went over, because I'm going to call FSBOs today, expired listing sphere of influence, and I'm going to do some just listed, just sold calls. So I went through and briefly just reviewed each of those. So I'm warmed up. I'm ready to go. It's 9 o'clock. Let's go. They start. And what happens? Someone knocks on their door. If they work at the office, maybe, hey, we just came in, maybe it's your admin or whatever, but they come in and then 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe more are lost. Then they go and they pick up the phone, they make the first phone call, and the phone call goes and phone call ends. They look down and they see an email, they see a text, or worse, their phone rings and it's a mortgage person or it's a client. They make the mistake of picking it up. Guys, you can't make the mistake of picking it up. This is your sacred time. I always call it, this is like holy time, guys. This is time that it should be uninterrupted for any reason. The building's on fire around you. I'll get out at noon when I'm done. I'm not going to be distracted by it. I may die in the flames, but hey, I went down fighting, right? That's how you have to be about this use of time for your prospecting. Oh, I got this fire I have to put out with one of my clients. It can wait until 12 o'clock. My broker's calling me. They got an urgent question. There's nothing that urgent that can't wait until 12 o'clock. Wife, kids, husband, whatever your situation. Everyone needs to be told, and you need to set it ahead of time, set the expectation. I am not available during these 3 hours. And then you need to take that time and use it wisely. And guys, if you turn off the podcast after this and just take that, you are going to be such a better and stronger realtor, because the truth is 90-some% of agents don't hold their prospecting time sacred. Many of them don't even schedule the prospecting time every day. And that's why they have income that goes up, goes down, back and forth, and they're not where they want to be in this business. The best of the best, the top 10% of realtors, guys, what do they do? What do they do? They have scheduled time, and they make calls during that scheduled time. They know the number of people they need to speak to in a day, and they either meet or exceed that number 5 days a week. All right. Now, let's talk about outside of those calls. I could talk about those calls for this entire podcast and probably should one time, but let's move outside of that. Now, let's talk about the other tasks that are part of your day. What other things do you have to do? You have to handle your partners, right? Mortgage person's calling you, another agent's calling you, a title person, home inspector, list goes on. You have to handle clients. Clients have questions. Clients need things. You have to handle your marketing, your social media, your website, all those administrative tasks. You have to go through emails. You have to return phone calls. What you need to do during this is set expectations, as I say again. When it comes to your partners and your clients, we're going to talk about the other on the other side of the break, you know, handling your marketing, social media, and time blocking and all that. But when it comes to your partners and your clients, you need to decide. Well, you need to decide, but then you need to implement. What time am I available for you? I always tell people, tell their clients, I take phone calls between 12 and 2. Monday to Friday, to go over any issues, questions, or anything that you may have. The reason I limit that time is I'm spending the rest of the time marketing your house. Or if you're working with a buyer, which you want to be careful with that as well, as far as how much time you spend with each individual buyer. But you want to make sure that they you tell the buyer that, you know, that's, I'm out exploring houses that are for sale, market research, so I know exactly where we are and where we stand when it's time to find you the perfect house, and when it's time to make an offer that I know exactly so you don't pay too much, that we get you the best possible deal. I'm available 12 to 2 Monday to Friday. If you have an issue or if you need something or you have a question or anything, call me Monday to Friday between 12 and 2. I'm there. Also, I have my scheduled meeting with all of my listings, right? I meet with Friday, you know, I meet with you at 1:30 or 2 o'clock or 2:30 for a half hour when we have our meeting. You can do the same thing with your buyers. Again, you're putting these things into perspective for the buyer and the seller that is your available time. Don't call you at 10 o'clock at night. And what ends up happening is many times with clients, they will look at this, they'll look at their clock and say, oh, I missed them, it's 3 o'clock. And by 12 o'clock the next day, they've either forgotten that the question because it wasn't important, or they've already gotten an answer. Partners, you can do the same thing. You can be even more frank and more, you know, honest with them. Listen, I know you're in mortgage and you have to prospect as well. This is what works for me to prospect. I don't take calls from my partners except for 12 to 2, Monday to Friday. That is my admin time. Please be respectful. That is when you can get in touch with me. That is when I'm available to talk. Give me a call during those times and let's discuss it. And your partners, especially the good ones, and if they're not good ones, time to find new partners if they're not going to respect this, will understand, wow, you're organized, you have it together, and you're doing the most important part of your business, which is, again, going back to what? Prospecting. So we're going to come back. I want to talk about kind of some of the other things that are going to go on, like, again, marketing, social media, and I want to talk about time blocks, and I want to talk about looking at each of these tasks and seeing if they're urgent and if they're important. We'll be back, Gurus Real Estate Coaching Radio, right after this.
Local news, events, and partner with local businesses to provide fresh, up-to-date content management on your website and social media sites. Next, we help you build a community on social media, creating a unique place where neighbors can meet and share local news, events, local happenings, heads-up notifications, job postings, advice, lost pets, remember when's, and more, all with you in the center of it. We then teach you how to leverage relationships with local business owners and community organizations. Our unique solution allows them to post on your webpage and social media sites for free and instantly builds value and trust while anchoring you as the local expert and a resource for your community. This makes relationship building simple with every business and community organization in your town and makes you the natural realtor for them to refer business to. Also included is our Step Ahead Real Estate Training Academy. Our industry-best online learning system and daily motivation videos teach you the skills you need to be a top realtor. There are 12 tracks of learning, 48 learning modules, and over 500 individual lessons and breakout sessions. This is the best educational system available to realtors, all included in the My Town Gurus system. Stand out from the crowd and stop marketing your way to mediocrity. Become the official town guru of your town today. Contact us now for a free demo and to reserve your town. Hurry before it's gone.
And we're back. This is Bill Zeltman, Gurus Real Estate Coaching Radio. Thanks for joining us. Again, you can follow me at America's Gurus. That's Gurus with an S. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, you name it, Instagram, YouTube. I've got tons of videos on YouTube, by the way, and we're adding more all the time where you can go on there and they're 1, 2, 3 minutes tops. And I have all these different subjects and it's training and it's all yours free of charge. Love to have you on there. Okay, let's talk again. Let's go back. You know, we talked about the important part of 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, completely uninterrupted. We talked about how to handle your clients and your partners, you know, to explain this is the time that you have set up to for them to share their problems, things like that. What about other things, right? Realtor faces all types of other tasks and things, responsibilities things you have to do. One of the things with all of those things is I always tell people, write your to-do list for the next day before you leave the office. So let's just use a typical, let's say you work until 5 o'clock at night. Shut down around 4:40, 4:45, and put together all of the tasks that you need to accomplish the next day. Now take those tasks and put them into a four-part quadrant. The top left part of that quadrant being urgent, important. To the right, you put urgent, not important. Bottom left, put not urgent, important. And the final one, put not urgent, not important. By putting your tasks into those categories, it will clarify what are the most important things that you need to handle in the small amount of time that you're allotting to yourself to do these other tasks. Obviously, the first thing that's going to be on there, it's urgent and important, has to be done every day, no matter what. It's 3 hours of prospecting. So if you work 8 hours a day, I just took 3 hours of it and that's gone. If you have a client today or two clients today, that may be another 2 to 3 hours gone. So you are now left with 1 to 2 hours, which, by the way, is all you should use for everything else. What is everything else? We talked about two of them, handling clients and handling partners, returning calls and things like that. Handling your marketing, your social media, creating content plans, returning phone calls, returning emails, following up to get that guy to give his W-9s to the mortgage guy, following up for the title question. All of this needs to be done in less than 2 hours, guys. Less than 2 hours. Bill, are you serious? Yes. The time that is wasted, and again, we're talking about time management for realtors. The time that is wasted is the realtor doing 3, 4, 5, sometimes 8 hours a day of this busy work. Is some of it very important and vital? Yes. But a lot of times it's busy work because the realtor does this. Oh, I had such a busy day. I never got to my calls today. You just stop yourself from getting paid 2 months, 3 months from now. Every time you do that, you just made your income inconsistent. And unfortunately, there are some agents, and if you're honest with yourself, you may be one of them, that it's an easier day to sit there following up on emails. It's an easier day to chase somebody down for their tax returns than calling a for sale by owner, than calling an expired listing. I don't care. That's why you need to time block. That's why time management is so important, because those hours need to be sacred, as we said earlier. So use time blocks, okay? Find out, is something urgent and important? Is it urgent, not important? Is it not urgent, but important? When will it become important? When will it become urgent? When do I have to have this done? If it's not urgent, not important, if it's never gonna become important, why is it gonna even go on your list? Clarify, and then use time blocks. Again, we talked about time blocks without mentioning the word time blocks, and we talked about how you're gonna use when you're going to call your clients, when you're gonna have conversations with, when your clients can call you, and when you're gonna have conversations outside of them becoming your client. Same thing with the title company and all of your partners. Put these time blocks on a schedule that works for you. So if you know that 3 hours a day minimum should be spent prospecting, there's the first 3 hour time blocks you take out. Some people need to do all 3 hours at the same time because they need to get in that zone. Once they're in that zone, they get rolling. And the hardest thing for them is, if they stop and start, it's very hard for them to restart. Some people don't. Some people do it in 2 and sometimes 3 time blocks. 9 to 10, I make calls. 12 to 1, I make calls. 4 to 5, I make calls. It depends on the realtor. You have to decide, but you need to stick to it. And again, make it sacred time that's uninterrupted. The second part is what do I do? Or where do I put? And this is sometimes tricky because you don't know ahead of time, especially if it happens the same day, but you have to have time set aside for appointments. Now, if you don't have any appointments, my advice is not to get into doing all this other stuff that we're going to talk about next. It's to get more time prospecting. Because if you don't have an appointment today, you need to light the fires and make an appointment. So I did 9 to noon. I didn't make any appointments, or I made an appointment, but it's not for today. It's now 2 to 5. I'm done my admin tasks that I was going to do. And normally this time is when I'm out at clients' appointments, but I don't have any. I'm going to jump right back on the phone like I never started today and do it again. You say, well, that's a lot of time. Yeah, and it's going to be, it's a long day. I get it of doing that. But if you do that and you do that consistently on the days you don't have clients, you don't have a listing appointment or a buyer's consultation, you know what's going to end up happening? You're going to end up having more and more and more appointments, which is going to lead to more listings, more buyers, and more business. What about those last 2 hours? So that's how you want to spend those hours, either with clients, face-to-face with clients, or trying to get more clients. What about marketing, social media, email, those phone calls? Guys, you've got to keep this within an hour to 2 hours every day. Trust me, none of it's that important that it can't be done tomorrow. I got to get this done. No, do you really? Put it back in those four boxes, okay? Go for those things that have to get done now. Some of the other things, they are not as important. Oh, I really need to, you know, design a new business card. Yeah, that'll be nice. Yeah, that'll help you get more business. It's not as important as being on the phone or talking to clients. Stop doing these side projects. What I always used to call arts and crafts projects that don't drive business immediately, and put them to the side, guys. They are killing your time and killing your day. The final thing that you have to be careful of is how much time you spend with clients. Buyers tend to be much more of a time sucker than sellers, although I've had a couple sellers that, man, 3 hours later and I've been on the phone with them and we're talking about nothingness. You have to manage your time, guys. Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street, always talks about straight line persuasion. And if somebody gets too far, you know, off track, how you reel that conversation back in. It's the same thing is so true for you as a realtor. You need to keep that conversation reeled in. If you're getting off on tangents, if you're getting off things, you need to pull them in. With buyers, how much time do you spend in a car? How many showings are you going to do? If that person's not committed, guess what? File them away, keep sending them properties, and wait until that property. And I teach this in working with buyers. I'll teach you how to do this and so you don't lose the client, but wait until they're ready. Why show somebody a house if they don't want to buy for a year? If they're not, you know, hey, I showed you the best five houses in the market. You really think you're going to like house number 6, 7, 8? It's better that we wait until another top five house comes on because they're not ready. If they were, they'd have picked one of those top five houses in the price range where they have. So let's wrap this up, guys. Time management is essential for a successful realtor. Successful realtors count every second that they have as gold. You know, you hear people, oh, you should be working 50 hours, 60. No, you don't. You can work 30, 35, 40 hours in this business and be extremely successful. If you spend 15 hardcore hours doing the prospecting that we ask, if you're out meeting with those clients and the times that you have assigned for those clients, if you're not meeting with clients, you're still trying to find more business. And then you keep those admin things, everything else, into the 2 hour window. If you do this, I promise you, you will become a top 10 realtor. Yeah, there's other things like you need to learn what to say in the scripts when you're calling the people and stuff like that. But that's the essential part of building your day. Get your time blocks out, guys. Build your day, stick to your day, and I promise you, you're going to be a much more successful realtor by using time blocking and applying time management. Again, my name is Bill Zeltman. I appreciate you listening. Follow me at America's Gurus. I'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with me, and we will see you on the next Gurus Real Estate Agent Coaching Radio Show.